excited to have y'all join us tonight to strike out hunger at Rock and Bowl. How's your bowling game?
I'm just excited to beat Luke, and Luke would be our drummer, and that's my only goal tonight is to beat Luke in bowling. So I'm not good, but I'm better than him, and that's okay. All that matters.
That's awesome. All that matters is if you're better than one person, right? I'm guessing that that's you. That's...
If he loses, which he will, you will know about it.
Oh,
because you guys are like the fourth or fifth person he's told like he's going to beat me in bowling at this point.
He's just introducing people.
So if he loses, he's going to have to get up on stage and tell everybody that I just lost to Luke in bowling.
Okay. All right.
Wait, y'all are going to have to go against now my ambidextrous bowling. Are y'all prepared for that?
She can do it with both hands.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You might hurt your nails, though. That looks like in the bowling ball. That looks like it might be painful.
She weighs as much as a single bowling ball, so I don't really understand how she's going to lift to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We do hope that you'll join us tonight at Rock and Bowl, starting at 5 o'clock. Free bowling, a free concert by All Things New. All you have to do is bring non-perishable food items or a monetary donation for Second Harvest Food Bank and help us strike out hunger. And we have our official weather forecast from All Things New. What's the weather looking like today, guys?
Hot. Sticky. Humid.
There you go.
Was actually not our first date, as in all four of us, but just me and Drew, which is just two.
Okay.
I left out.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Okay.
You were to come 10 years after this, but our parents started a church together in the community we live in, and we met for the first time, and it was on the 4th of July, so we
There were literally fireworks.
There were literally... this is definitely part of the story. Now, was it a Jeep? Our Jeep? Or was it your Jeep? Or was it a random...
It wasn't our Jeep. I don't know.
Well, y'all were like five, so...
I don't remember having a Jeep, but it must have been our Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
But we sat in the back of a Jeep, and just Drew, me, and his little brother... watch fireworks together, and that's how we met for the first time.
That's so sweet.
And it was almost as if the fireworks were a symbol for, you know, our relationship later on.
Yeah.
Incendiary.
Yes.
Colorful.
Yeah. a friendship of fire.
That's a great story, Luke.
Okay, so you guys obviously have a lot of history, but how did all of y'all come together?
Yeah, so we met when we were about in 2007, and Luke's brother at the time was a youth pastor at a church in our community. And
did he graduate to full pastor? To go from AAA to the major leagues?
No, he hasn't, actually.
Josh.
Not that he's couldn't. I don't want to seem offensive. He's awesome.
You're not offending me.
Okay, yeah. He's a worship pastor, actually, now at a different church. But, man, he's incredible. Incredible speaker and communicator. But, so he was a worship leader and couldn't make the event and asked me to fill in. And their kind of youth band was, like, the thing in our town. You know, they were really good and... I was like, yeah, man, I want to play with the Fusion Band. I'll go play with those guys. So I went there, and I brought Jeff in with us. And so that was kind of like our first ever show. Was just kind of, they had some already players at the church. And so we kind of took those guys, and we formed a band. And you guys want to hear our horrible band name?
Yes.
Okay. So we played this event, and we're like, wow, this was really good. Which later on, we've actually re-listened to the live recording, and it wasn't that good. It was pretty embarrassing. I was more embarrassed because I was super passionate at the time. Not that I'm not passionate now. That sounded bad. But, like, I would just speak, and the things I was saying was so embarrassing. I was like,
What did you say?
Oh, Luke.
Can I share?
You can share.
I think my favorite thing that he said was in between a song. He was
because I was just so fire. He read on fire, man.
He read a wonderful passage from Romans, and that was beautiful. And then what he said afterward was great because he just said, "We're free in this place," which is a truth and great. If we weren't free, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to be here. We would be captive. We wouldn't be able to be here. And kind of kept just staying in that realm for the next 15 to 30 seconds.
Or stuck in our houses.
It was like the next sentence was going to be like, if we didn't have Jesus, we'd have
all your
cake.
That's all you're sharing. That's all you're sharing. All right. So it's a funny story. I'm embarrassed right now. I'm turning red. But then...
Okay, back to the band name. Let's get back to the band name.
So then we played a couple more shows, and we played another show, and we're like, man, well, we gotta have a band name, you know? There can't be a band without a name. And Luke's like, well, we're all from three different churches, so why don't we take our church's names and morph them into a band name? Trinity Assembly was my church. Cornerstone was Jeff. And then Drew and Luke were from Pine Ridge. So Luke had the great idea of naming us Trinidge Stone.
Still the greatest name.
Trinidge Stone. How did you spell Trinidge?
Exactly. No one knew.
Was there a Y?
No, we got Trinity Stone a lot. Then we just started telling people, man, just call us T-Stone. So we went by T-Stone a little bit. Yeah, so that was our name. And no one could spell it. No one could pronounce it. It was not a good thing.
Well, T-Stone's going to be performing tonight.
You guys are the only radio station we've ever told that to, by the way, as well.
Aww, awesome. We feel special.
Yeah. Yay. We are here with All Things New, and they're performing tonight at Strikeout Hunger.
Yeah, it starts at 5 o'clock. Be there, and you can get the directions, everything you need at lifesongs.com. I'm assuming they'll play this song.
Yeah. I don't know what song it is.
It's kind of your bread and butter.
I really hope so.
It's washed over me.
Oh, yeah. Join Life Songs and us, All Things New, tonight at Rockin' Bowl to strike out hunger.
Yeah!
Ooh.
Ooh. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
That was so serenading.
We got All Things New in the studio, or T-Stone, as they want to be called now. You guys, we're super excited about tonight.
T-Stone, that's embarrassing.
It's really not. There are far worse names. Like
Trinidge Stone?
Trinidge Stone is...
That might be...
It's got to be top five.
That's got to be up there.
My dad actually was in the hospital once with Trinidge Stones, but they used lasers to break them up.
That's so funny.
So you guys are from Central Florida.
Yeah.
Did you grow up going to Disney World?
Man,
Have you ever played Disney World?
For me personally, I didn't really grow up going to Disney. It was kind of like I went once. And then we actually befriended a lot of people who work at Disney through this camp we led worship at, and so all of a sudden I went from never going to Disney, then like a year and a half ago I went to Disney more in a week than I have my whole life, you know? It's pretty crazy. But Drew is actually dating a friend of a Disney princess, if you catch my drift, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Which Disney princess?
She's friends with Anna, Ariel, and Merida.
My goodness.
It's fun being friends with them.
That is amazing.
So you're basically royalty.
I'm
basically friends with royalty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get sued by Disney on here for character integrity.
Friends with royalty has got to be a TV show, right?
Yeah. They take their character roles pretty serious. It's intense. Yeah.
You see,
it's pretty crazy.
Like, how serious can you take it before it like crosses that line
right.
of being like kind of weird?
We've experienced that line many a time.
Yeah.
Like my daughter's five, and she takes it very seriously.
You should. These are the Disney princesses.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
We got more with All Things New coming up this morning on Life Songs. That was Hawk Nelson, Drops in the Ocean, Josh, Julie, and JoJo, and All Things New this morning with about a quarter till 9, hot outside, 83 degrees, going to get up to like 92. The good news is there's air conditioning at Rockin' Bowl where the concert is tonight.
That is good news.
Yeah. It'll be blasting full tilt.
Yes.
So you guys have a new song.
Yeah, we do. It's called Can't Hold Me Down. Pretty excited about it.
Give us the story behind that.
Yeah, so... I live in Nashville, and I went to a church service. It's called The Belonging on a Tuesday night when I was in town. And when I walked in, the pastor started talking about the devil in a sense of that if we're in Christ, then the devil can't hold us down. And that just really stuck out to me because you don't hear a lot of people talk about that anymore. But the thing is that the devil is real and the enemy is real. And as Christians, we're always fighting that battle. He's always trying to take something away from us or mess with us. And so I was like, man, I went into a writing session the next day. I was like, I want to write a song called Can't Hold Me Down. And basically a song that proclaims the greatness of our God and that our God is victorious and that our God is undefeated, no matter how the devil or the enemy tries to mess with us, you know, because we all have struggles. We all go through things. We all have things that we face. But in Christ, we can overcome those because he's overcome it on the cross and he's defeated the grave. And so that's what this whole song is about. It's just a victory song that if we're in Jesus, that nothing can hold us down that we face.
That's awesome. And I think a lot of people, it will become their new favorite song tonight when you guys play it at Strikeout Hunger.
Yeah, man, we're excited about it. We're excited to play it and excited for tonight for sure.
Cool. We'll listen to the song now. But if you guys want to see this live tonight, come hang out. Strikeout Hunger kicks off at 5 o'clock at Rock and Bowl. It's going to be a blast. Here's All Things New. It's new. Can't Hold Me Down. There's usually just one or two options, and you just quickly respond. That's a really cute picture of you guys. Just kind of leaning
look
in,
how sweet snuggling y'all
are. Next to the microphone. And just, you know, give it your best, you know?
Okay, we're going to do the summer edition of the Life Songs Lightning Round because it is okay. Summer. All right, sunscreen or giant hat?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Giant hat.
This is awesome. Paperback or Kindle?
Paperback.
Paperback.
Ice cream or snowball?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh, dude.
Beach volleyball or frisbee?
Beach volleyball.
Frisbee.
Did you say beach volleyball?
What was that? Sandcastle or dig a sand pit?
Sandcastle.
Sandcastle.
Sand pit.
Sand pit.
Yeah.
Are you just gonna dig a hole, dude?
Yeah, and then we're gonna throw your sandcastle in it.
Oh, nice. Lemonade or sweet tea?
Sweet tea.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Disney or Universal Studios?
Disney.
Universal.
I had to hold it down.
His girlfriend's listening would have got upset.
And finally, favorite Disney princess? This one's ready to go.
I know. I wasn't going to say a real one. Anna.
Anna. You know him. Don't act like you don't have a favorite.
I kind of like, Cinderella's just kind of classic.
Yeah, she's a classy.
Classy.
I always classy had a little lady. Crush on classy. Cinderella growing up.
Don't
actually,
his.
Pocahontas.
There you go.
Yeah, go with Pocahontas so I or can Jasmine. Go with Cinderella.
now you're just listing them.
Yeah.
You're Jeff? Just seeing what you can come up with.
I'm not sure. We got one more. Jeff, what do you think?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
She's low maintenance.
Yeah. She is low maintenance.
She's quiet.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you guys for being in the studio.
Oh, thanks for having us, man.
All Things New tonight, Strikeout Hunger. It's going to be such a blast, and you guys are fun. I can't wait to bowl with you.
We're excited for tonight.
Stand up to the side while you bowl, because I'm so bad.
It's going to be a good time.
For details on Strikeout Hunger, check out our website, lifesongs.com, and we look forward to seeing you there.